allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Attendance, Stroyans here.
Yes, Mr. Stroyan, Mr. DiLorenzo, and Mr. Michael Williams are present at this meeting, at this workshop.
Review of the previous minutes. Are there any additions or corrections or changes to those minutes?
I didn't have any.
No.
Still look okay.
All right, well, we can't approve them anyway tonight. We're not. So, the first order of business is we have to have our comments to in reference to the sewer plan
by the 7th of December.
Yep. So you have a meeting on the 26th of November.
Tony reviewed it, and Tony's writing up some comments to send.
There's a letter here from Tony. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay. There's a letter in your packet from Tony.
And Fuller's comments came too.
What?
And we got the comments back from
Fuller
as well.
Well, initial comments, and we don't know whether we need to talk to John about whether we want anything else from him. My point is I will not be here for that 26th meeting. Is everybody going to be here to have a quorum together so that you, because this comment has to come from the Planning Commission, not the Board of Supervisors, right? So you're lacking a meeting with the solicitor. Is the solicitor going to be here on the 26th?
He didn't say anything about that.
Is he available?
He never said he won't be available so far.
Okay, but so my question is, do you guys want to take care of that on the 26th and see that it's done? Do you want to reschedule a meeting? Do you want to have an extra meeting besides? Is anybody ready to comment on this tonight?
I don't know how you can pick another meeting date without knowing the solicitor's availability for that too.
Well, you have to set it and make enough time to advertise it. So that's not a big deal. Did you read Tony's letter?
Yeah, I read both of them. I mean, it's just the same concerns we've had since day one, is the one that the township shouldn't incur any cost or maintenance or construction or anything. That way, we have to make sure we're not.
The big question. Part of, the big question is.
We still don't know. Are we never allowed to hook to it, or not in the future if somebody needed?
Is it designed so there is no capacity for us? Is it, you know, they're not clear.
No, nobody's clear. Is it at capacity already?
Well, I from what I'm gathering, they're making this, they're sizing this appropriately for the borough of Milford, what they want to do. And if you're going to expand the use in the borough, they're going to need to put another pipe in. And if that's the case, and that's where you are, we're SOL. There is no room to accommodate Milford Township at all. That needs to be said.
Yeah, just tell us yes or no.
You're out of the game. You're not out of the game.
I agree.
The intermunicipal agreement where it mentioned, if we're not part of it, why are we why are we in there unless we are in there and it states Melford Township Board of Supervisors and its residents are not liable for any upgrade, uptake, fix of the whatever, however they want to word that.
Yeah, that seemed to be Tony's biggest concern as well. Bob, in Tony's letter, didn't you already do a sewage system survey?
Partial.
A couple months back?
Yeah, the DEP didn't accept it after I did it. Me and Will Whitehead did it.
Yeah, because you gave us something on that.
Yeah, every property has room to either be rebuilt or another area.
Yeah, I remember you giving us that.
Even the ones that have drip rings or cesspools, which a drip ring is still a cesspool, but... They want me to go further. They want me to go and pull documentation on repairs and take pictures of it.
But if we're out of it, why are we worrying about doing that?
They're going to come back at us for Act 537 plan. I know they will. Just to be douchebags. I mean, are we on recording?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I stand by my statement. But,
Yeah, but for the purpose of this joint 537 plan, and we're no longer part of it, why are we being...
We shouldn't be in it at all.
Why are we saying that we're going to do a 537 and evaluate our stuff and do that?
Now, me and Will already went out and verified what they have and what could be done.
But the long and the short of it, by what our lawyer is writing here, is he's setting us up.
Nah, he just figures that the DEP is going to ask us to do
that. He doesn't say that.
No.
He's covering his ass.
Yeah. That's what we...
Is he covering his ass or is he protecting ours?
He's protecting ours.
If we're no part...
All he told us is to be ready.
Yeah, well, I know that. Okay.
But if we're not any part of this agreement anymore, and those pipes are all on state right-of-ways... Then why do we even need mention in there?
We don't.
We're going to need to be mentioned in there because TEP isn't going to let us not have some sort of an agreement to run the pipe through there. I agree with that.
That's fine.
I understand that.
But TEP also at the last meeting stated that they should plan on some connections from Milford Township if the owner of the property wants to connect. And they're right along saying they don't think a 4-inch pipe's going to be enough. And they are not. They already said they are not going to allow them to run another pipe alongside it. But they haven't even gone over the mechanicals yet. They are only looking at the 537 plan. The mechanicals have not been reviewed at all.
Is that just to churn up the money for the engineers? That they do it this way once that...
I don't know. You do the Act 537 plan first, but then in your TAR, that's where you project everything. Why it needs it.
There isn't a task activity report attached to this, did I say?
No. Last time they said they weren't doing one.
But you said that they had agreed that they would?
They had agreed they would with DEP. And then I guess they changed their minds.
It's not in the, I didn't see it in
there. I didn't see it in there either. That would be really the first thing you would see in there, because that's what you start with.
So, if they go to change it, what are they going to make them do? Rearrange the whole thing, put a pipe alongside it, and then take that one out?
No, they said they're not going to let them run a second pipe.
Yeah, but I say what Kevin's saying. If they're...
I understand what he's saying, but I don't think they're going to allow them to run a second pipe in any way, shape, or form. They want them to figure everything out now for that pipe that's running between Milford and Westfall. And do it once. That's the whole idea of the plan. The plan is to figure out what the maximum could be that goes on it, what you have going on it.
Yeah, so you build it out for a complete system.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
Now, on a 2-inch discharge pump, which is what they're going to be, you can put 5 of those on a 2-inch pipe. 5 pumps for a 2-inch pipe. So what could it be for 4? For a 4-inch pipe? I didn't do the math yet. But there's no way it's going to be like 150 to 200 pumps.
It's a lot of head pressure pushing.
Yeah, it's a lot of friction. A lot of friction loss.
They're all fighting each other.
Plus you got 8 miles of pipe. By the time you start at the beginning, just that alone, you're dropping head pressure of about, on the average, a foot per every 100 feet.
And there's no pump stations anywhere.
No.
Just Matamoros, but that's separate from this pipe, right?
Right. And even when I was telling Matamoros, they're not putting any pump stations up here, that's ridiculous. That's what they're doing. They have, so far when I checked into it, there's been no, I don't think there's any municipality where the whole municipality's on grinder pumps. They use the grinder pumps when they're doing an extension off of a system where it feeds into a pump station, which is what Tony was talking about. The one up by him, they go, what did he say, 3.5 miles or something?
Yeah.
But that's a branch that they're picking up and pumping that into a pump station.
Into a pump station. But the issue is, like, if there's a power outage, and as soon as the power comes back on, after it's been hours,
yeah,
and everyone's...
all the pumps are going to kick on at once.
All kick on at once. What is going to be the result?
Brown mess.
Like these aren't installed with circulation on them, right?
No. It's a 50-gallon tank with a grinder pump in it.
But they'll deadhead, right? If they can't push out of their tank, there's no circulation back.
It'll blow the breaker.
Yeah, I'm saying, but there's no circulation back.
Not in anything I saw. You get that kind of back pressure, the amperage draw on a startup could go up to 40 amps.
Oh, yeah, you'll increase fast.
Mm-hmm. Because they're normally about 25 on startup and then run at 16 to 18.
Yeah, but if you're pushing the pressure, you'll run past that FLA.
Yep.
Just trying to pump.
Do they have to have a starter motor on them then? No.
No.
No, it's such a quick inrush. A lot of them have a little, sometimes there's a little cap there, a little capacitor to give it a oomph, but most of the time, no, they're just an inrush quick and it's over.
So then the capacitors are going to be going bad all the time.
If they have them in there.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, you're going to be burning up pumps at $5,000 a pump.
Yeah, that's one of the problems we have at the crematory with the big air motors. Is, you know, it's burning out the capacitors all the time.
From startup?
Yeah.
You should.
What are they?
Huh?
What voltage are they?
They're 240.
240? Are they single phases?
Single.
You could put frequency drives on them.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to tell them. Put a variable frequency drive on it. What it does is when it kicks on, it'll give it like 10 seconds to ramp up to get up to speed. And then mm-hmm. When it cuts off, it slows it down.
Yeah. It'll give you a gradual up instead of pounding it right away hard.
Yeah. And it saves a long time on the motor.
Well, and probably 30%
and then for a 220 single phase system, the VFDs aren't very much money. I might even have one at the house.
Yeah, they save energy too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're commercial, so you might get tax rebate for the purchase of it.
I put a lot of them in. People put water systems in. These plumbers put water systems in, and they just put pumps up. That's it. That pump kicks on, and it's at full bore, pumping water, and the burning pumps out left and right. So a couple of them, you couldn't get a 220 motor for the amount of water you had to push. So I had to buy a VFD. That was twice the amperage, bring the 220 into the VFD and then three phase coming out. And those pumps are working great.
So, what do we want to do with this?
Put a VFD on it.
In the whole town. Yeah, it's like a soft starter.
Yeah.
Basically.
And you can control it, you can program it for how long you want it to ramp up. I think we should have another meeting with it. That's my opinion, and just write out what we want to say.
Okay.
At least prepare it, since you're not going to be here. So if we can do one.
Squeeze another one in there and get it.
Yeah.
So at least at that next meeting we can see the physical letter. And
how far ahead do we have to advertise a workshop?
Well, we can do 24 hours for an emergency meeting. Consider this an emergency meeting. It's got to be done by the 7th.
So you want to do one next week, or you want to do one after the regular meeting?
I'd rather do one next week before the regular meeting. What about you?
I'd do it before that. Yeah, because
then it gives us
Thanksgiving's that week too. Things are going to get crazy real fast.
Yeah.
As things roll in like that.
So we have everything ready
to go.
That's what
I'm saying. You either do it, it the next week, do it next week, or do it 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think even the special meeting, right, is 24 hours. So we can do a special meeting of the board for the Act 537 plan. Comment period. And have it. Does it have to be approved by the supervisors?
I don't believe so. Next Tuesday?
Yeah. Yeah, I would do next Tuesday. You good?
I think so.
19th.
Well, judging the way people are coming here, you gotta hope you're good.
He's with me next Tuesday. So.
Who?
Roman.
Are you going to go drag him?
He's on the road on Tuesday,
oh,
Wednesday, he's and Thursday you. Next week. So time I get him back, it'll be too dark for him to disappear to his other gig. But yeah, Tuesday should work.
Do we want to ask Ray?
Yeah. Just let him know. Hopefully he can put it aside, maybe.
All right, so then we'll advertise a special meeting for the 537 plan Tuesday night. What's the date?
Yeah, just going to look that up.
19th.
7 p.m.?
Yep.
Pocono Record asks for 3 days to advertise. Today is Thursday? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's Thursday. You'll have Friday.
They ask for 3 days. And the dispatch doesn't advertise. The only day they advertise is Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work?
That ain't going to work then.
What do you mean the Pocono Record asked for 3 days?
So if
they want 3-day notice to get an ad in, is what you're saying?
Right. So they will advertise on Tuesday then. If I advertise tomorrow.
Yeah, that ain't good having the advertisement come out the same day as the meeting.
Right, so then.
You want to go to the following week?
No, I'll be away. That's the
that
week.
That whole week?
That's the week of your regular meeting.
That's the regular meeting week.
Unless we move it to the 21st, but then.
I won't be here.
Oh, you won't be here then either?
Won't be here.
So we could just leave it the regular meeting and I guess do it after.
Yep, do it after the regular meeting.
Review our letter.
Because
we won't have another meeting then before the 7th,
the regular meeting.
What?
How about rescheduling the regular meeting to December 3rd?
Well, December 3rd is what day?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Well, you don't know what else you're going to get in the meantime, right? Do you have
any? Let's have a special meeting on the 3rd. And keep the regular meeting, because we don't know what's going to be coming into the regular meeting either.
Yeah, that works.
And you'll have an extra meeting that way to work on what you work on a letter, have it ready.
Are you going to be back on the 3rd?
I'll be back by then, yeah.
Okay.
So we could have, at the regular meeting, we can all give our input. And we should have a letter by the 3rd to review.
Yeah, because this has to be done by the 8th, right?
7th.
6th, because 6th is a Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got to be done that week.
So we write it up and just have it typed up and sent?
Yeah, so get together with Tony. Is Tony going to be at our regular meeting?
Well, he should be. Yeah, he's not 26th. Here tonight because he had oral surgery.
Right, but is he going to be here the 26th?
I'm hoping he never said he won't be present at the 26th meeting.
Okay.
Let me see. I'll text him.
So, in the meantime, what, Shahana, you said that the supervisors asked us to look at an ordinance for burn bans?
Right.
We went over this. What we're getting, we can't do a burn ban ordinance because if we tell people when to burn and when not to burn, we're liable. This is, we've tried this twice before, but what we can do is an emergency burn ban. Then we're not held to anything if.
Well, and that's on your authority and you should do that. So it shouldn't come to the Planning Commission, period, is my opinion.
Right. I think you need an ordinance, and that's why they sent it back here. We need to create an ordinance that we can have under whatever, an emergency burn ban. Tony knows all about it. Because under the emergency burn ban, we can put that on. Any emergency burn ban, though, lasts for 30 days.
Right.
And right now, the fire department and the county are asking people not to burn. So we could put an emergency burn ban on at this time.
How come the county can't just do a countywide?
No, they can't. I'm opposed to the township having an ordinance that says when you can kick it into gear.
Right.
I think that an emergency burn ban
is the only way to go.
And if it's that bad and you have to reinstitute it in 30 days, you should be aware of what's going on and you should do that.
Right.
So it shouldn't even come to us. That's my personal
opinion. The only reason they sent it down to you, I think, was because it has to be an ordinance. And wanted us to discuss it. And we just did. And we all, think we all agree we can do an emergency burn ban. But a burn ban ordinance is too many.
A burn ban ordinance means that the bottom line and the reason that I'm against it is a burn ban ordinance is going to make it so that the fire company can come in and push the plug when they feel like it without your approval is what's going to wind up happening. And that's not the function of the supervisors, to abdicate their authority to somebody else. Now, I understand that this is a good intention thing, but I don't think it's a good idea.
No.
I don't think you should give your authority blankly to somebody else. That's the only way you're going to do it with it. That's why they want an ordinance.
And I think most of our county municipality, like our other municipalities, feel the same way, because there's only 8 other municipalities right now with burn bans in the county. Like, not too many municipalities are doing it on their own. I think they're in the same feeling as that.
Do an emergency burn ban. It's absolutely appropriate now.
Yes, but
everybody that has common sense is not burning. But a burn ban ordinance winds up leaving the authority to somebody else. The fire company can come in and say, we think it's too dry, the burn ban is in effect. And then when do they lift it? I think a 30-day order, and let that's part of the supervisor's function. It's not hard for you to say at a meeting we've instituted a burning ban.
Well, Tony's saying we can't institute an emergency burn ban without having an ordinance that says we can have an emergency burn ban.
You mean to tell me every other municipality has an ordinance?
Oh, they have. No, every other municipality has a burning ordinance. Westfall has it. Dingman's has it, which is what we want to stay away from, because Tony agreed. You have a burning ordinance. You tell people when to burn and when not to burn. Something happens, the township will be held liable. Plus, like you said, then it gets, the fire department can walk in and say, we're implementing your burn ban. That's why I got to discuss
it. He should be on here. He's full of shit. You can institute public health, welfare, and safety. You can do an emergency ban. I want to see where the municipal planning code says that. So I would do a 2-sentence ordinance if that's what they.
That's all we need. That's what he's saying.
But I don't see.
I don't know.
You can act in emergencies appropriately, and you don't have to have an ordinance to go with FEMA or to go.
Well, I think it's because him and Rachel discussed fining the people if they burn during the burn ban. And then,
oh my God! Why are you going to do that?
And put Eric in charge of policing.
Bullshit. He doesn't have enforcement authority.
Well, if we make the emergency management coordinator the authority, then he does.
By what training does he have to be appropriate to save you the liability? You want to take that responsibility?
I'm just telling you what was done.
I think he's overwiring you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't him.
What?
That was mostly Rachel.
Well,
right. Wanted that. Because I asked him, he was here. I'm like, are you even interested in doing that? He said, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's